I try to do it with my mother, for example, or my daughter who has passed. And I can't... Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to do that.
Well, it's sort of exciting. It's like, as we said, when you learn to read, you want to read more things. When you learn to read vibration, you want to read more vibrations. But our message to you is tune yourself in by feeling good, and then let law of attraction make your library selections for you. And it will always be delicious. Don't try to make it happen. It's one of the things that so many people, as they come and they experience Abraham flowing through Esther in this way, and then they want to channel, is the word they use. They want to channel. And they want to know what we think about that. And we say, you're all doing it all the time. And they say, but I want to do what Esther's doing. And we say, you know what Esther had going on? She wasn't trying to do it. Right. All she was doing was meditating. All she was doing was opening her vortex. All she was doing was coming into vibrational alignment with Source. Come into vibrational alignment with Source, and then let whatever flows, flows. You've already put your asking out there. In many cases, you set it into motion before you even came forth into this physical body. So the reason that we're visiting with you, you're doing extremely well, and you are very good at reading energy. And most of the time, you're right on track with it. And we would not encourage you to stop it for a moment. We just, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would just let our intention be, I'm wanting to tune to the vibration of Source, and then let that collective experience, I'm wanting to see the world through the eyes of Source. I'm wanting to say the inspired thing to anyone. In other words, I just want to be the connected being that I am and live life from that connected state of being. You still have one foot in both worlds just a little bit, which is natural.
Yeah. It sometimes feels to me as though there's the veil between the worlds is getting more.
There has never
gossamer.
Been a veil. There's never been a veil, only as perceived from human.
There's I'm perceiving never been it to be more gossamer than it used to be. Does that mean that I'm coming more into alignment?
It does.
Okay.
As the separation is less and less and less. Jerry and Esther went into a restaurant in San Diego. And as they were entering the restaurant, they noticed, even though it had been a place they'd been many times, a picture of a well-dressed man sitting in a little boat, holding a glass of wine in his hand, and he just looked joyful. And Jerry asked, who was that? And they were told it was Fred Duckett. He was the creator of the fish market where they were eating. And Jerry and Esther had said on many occasions, why is this one better than all of the others? There was just something about it. More attention to detail. They always loved being there. And so, as they sat for their meal, Jerry is talking about this place and talking about management and people and things of that nature. And all of a sudden, Esther can feel Fred Duckett present, having a conversation. He said to Jerry, happy that you're here. I've always enjoyed this place. This was my favorite of all these restaurants. I lived down the street. I spent a lot of time here. I would have done something about those potatoes today. They don't look quite right to me. Somebody should call somebody about that. And they had a conversation, and Jerry is having a conversation with him, and it was as normal for Jerry to sit there and talk with Fred Duckett as it was to have a conversation with Esther. Right. In other words, there was nothing the least bit odd feeling about it, except that they got a lot of insight. He answered every question that Jerry had about the business nature of that restaurant. In other words, Jerry asked, and there it was, right there. And then Jerry went to the hostess and asked her how long she'd been around, and she said, for a very long time. And Jerry said, did you know Fred Duckett? She said, oh, yes. He lived right down the street. He was in here every day. He really kept a good eye on things. And so what there is no separation between what is physical and what is non-physical. Okay. And these conversations make it sound like it's odd or weird. There is no veil other than what is perceived by physical humans. And if there is any separation, it is because man is lackfully oriented and Source has no lack within it.
So it would be correct to say that since I'm feeling like the veil is just integrating, it's a good sign.
Absolutely. It means you
Hallelujah. Are... Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Good time for segment of refreshment.
Thank you.
We are complete.